You have your Bible, turn with us tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We do appreciate the Lord and His goodness tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Right, sir, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Wherefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God be my help. I'm trying not to be too long-winded on a Wednesday night. On this thought, heaven, who's there? Heaven, who's there? And after thinking on this yesterday and today, and as a pondering on this and a thinking on this, and got to thinking about the magnificence of God and the promises that He's made us. I tell you, we've got some exceeding great and precious promises that God's made for a child of the King. Amen. When discouraging times come, praise God, we ought not be so discouraged because we have a blessed hope. And our hope is in the Lord, and our hope is in heaven. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that we have the hope of heaven. So we have to ask our questions, and who's going to be there? Well, I want to start out and say, who's not going to be there? Huh? Have you ever thought about who's not going to be in heaven? There's going to be a whole host of folks that's not going to be in heaven because the Bible said there's a broad way and many there be that go in thereat. They're getting snookered and stuckered in to taking that broad way. And that broad way, the Bible said, leads to destruction. And there's many there be that go in thereat. It scares me to death for people today. It scares me to death for our people. It scares me for our folks as we see the life that people's living with unconcern in their heart, in our mind for God and godliness in the day and hour that we live. And even though we can see the day appearing and approaching when Jesus is going to step out on a cloud with a trump and a shout and say, come up hither. And there's going to be so many, many, many of our loved ones that's going to be left behind. And it just breaks my heart to think about that. But the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 that there's some that's going to be left behind. There's some that's going to be found wanting. In John chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Those that's not going to be there are those that's not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? They'll not be in heaven. He goes on in verse 36 of John 3 and says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we see what's going to take place is those that's unbelievers are going to be condemned unto death. They're going to be condemned to death. They're going to miss heaven altogether. Those folks that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they won't be there. I don't know where we get this idea, you know, that we can be good enough to get in. We can't be good enough to get in. The only ones that'll be there are those that's born again believers. Those that's putting all our faith and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trusting my Savior to get me to glory. Amen. I can't do it within myself. I don't have the ability at all. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a Savior that does. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He's able to take me all the way in. Amen. He's able to get me there. But these folks will not be there. See, God follows this up over in Revelation chapter 21. In Revelation chapter 21, God finishes. He carries this all the way through to the end. And in Revelation chapter 21, verse 7, He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Are those that, what do they overcome? They overcome this old flesh that we live in and the world that we're caught up in, praise God, and they just put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we overcome, through He that's overcame. Amen. That's our only hope, praise God, It's not the dope, the Pope. It's not in the president. It's not anybody. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our only hope. Amen. But he says these won't be there. He said, verse 8, he said, but the fearful and the unbelieving. Amen. Those that don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The fearful and unbelieving and abominable. Amen. Those that are hateful and haters of God. You believe they steal people? It's haters and hateful of God. Hateful and haters of God. You say, well, who are they, preacher? Those that reject His truth. Amen. They're abomination for God. It makes Him sick. He gives you the truth. He gives you the help. He gives you hope. And they reject it and they refuse it. He said, they'll not be in heaven. Amen. And murderers, they'll not be in heaven. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you mean somebody that takes life? I'm talking about somebody, praise God, that takes life physically and takes life, praise God, spiritually. Amen. Those that will murder you, if you'll murder your neighbor in your mind, praise God, you'll not be in heaven. God, you know, because the Bible said we should love our neighbor even as ourselves. Amen. Praise God. There's a place where children of God has got to, step back and reevaluate where we're at. Amen. There's a place that we got to start, praise God, trying to be like our Savior. Amen. There's a place that ever, do you hear me? Let me say that again. There's a place in every one of our lives that we got to start trying to be like our Savior if you want to see heaven. Amen. You say, a preacher, then you got to work your way in. No, if you love Lord Jesus Christ supremely in your heart, praise God, He'll work you in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll begin to do a work in you. Praise God, you can't get over. You'll want to change. You'll want to be pleasing to your Savior. Amen. He says, these murderers, they won't be in heaven. Amen. Whoremongers, not be in heaven. Amen. These people are to run around on their wives and run around on their husband and do all kind of wickedness contrary to God and the way that He set this thing up, even in our sexuality, praise God, to be pleasing to Him. Amen. God give us that, praise God. Hey, when we abuse it, it's wrong. And we're living in a society today that it's just all about sex and perversion everywhere you look. Amen. You can't, hey, if you've got television, you might as well throw it out the window if you think you're going to find something decent to watch. Because every bit of it is just about perversion. Amen? Every bit of it. He said, and not only whoremongers, but sorcerers, they'll not be in heaven. These people are doing sorcery and witchcraft. These people that are bringing up all these medicinal things. Amen? This pharmaceutical stuff, that's just of the devil. The devil's trying to alter our minds. We got to be very careful about what we do. Amen. They were some people talking the other day. They talking about they had tried to quit smoking, so they started doing this vapor stuff. You know that vapor stuff ain't even regulated by the government or nothing. We don't even know what's in that. And you know, you can OD on that just like you can heroin or other drugs and narcotics. But we get caught up if we ain't careful. Amen. It alters our mind. You know what happens when we get our mind up? We can't think about God and you'll not be in heaven. Can you see this playing out? How the devil's altering our mind. America trying to alter our minds, our lives, get us all caught up, get us preoccupied so that we don't think about God. Amen. So we won't make it to heaven. That's the devil's desire to keep us out of heaven. Amen. He said, not only that, but idolaters. Those that put all our faith and confidence in other things, they'll not be in heaven. Man, my faith, my confidence in my Lord. Amen. There's nothing that I'm going to put before my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My church, praise God, it's important. And he goes on and says, all liars. You know, these folks, it's habitual liars. They're liable to tell anything on you. They carry tales and they tell lies and they tell another lie just to cover up their lie. And they finally get down the road so far that they can't remember which lie they told. Amen. So they get their self all confused. But I won't say somebody that lies and lies, they said they'll not be in heaven. He said there's not going to be no liars in heaven. He said, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So these, to begin with, heaven, not who's going to be there? These folk ain't going to be there. They'll not be in heaven. Amen. We have to put up with them here, but we won't have them over. It's sad, though. It's sad that there's going to be people that's caught up in self so much that they're going to miss heaven for what they can get right now, right here. Amen. A little temporal thing at life that we have right here, praise God, we put more emphasis in it than what we do eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says here in verse, in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, if we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He said, we have an eternal hope, praise God, in heaven. He said, it's forever settled in heaven. Amen. We have a blessed hope in heaven. So if those folks ain't going to be, who's going to be there? Who's in heaven? I'm going to say, number one, God the Father's in heaven. Amen. Praise God, always has been, always will be. The eternal presence, praise God, he's always been there, and he's always going to be there. God the Father is in heaven. Praise God. Can you imagine? Have you ever just shut your mind? I know I got to be. Can you ever just shut your mind? Try to just envision the good God of glory. Amen. Sitting on that a massive throne. Praise God. With his train filling the place. Glory to God. Not only is the good God of glory that are going to be there, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to be there. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's in heaven and he's going to be in heaven. Amen. Praise God, he's always going to be enthroned. Amen. At the right hand of the Father. Forever and ever throughout eternity. Who else in heaven? The cherubims and the cherubims and the seraphims. They're in heaven. Amen. They're flying back and forth doing the bidding of God. Amen. Before he even thinks it, praise God, they're all over it. You ever thought about that? Just do it. Their desire is to just do the bidding of God. And while they're doing it, praise God, they're saying, holy, 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 good God, Lord Almighty, praise God. Amen. As they go to do his bidding day after day after day, the seraphims and the cherubims are in heaven, praise the Lord. That's who's in heaven. But guess who else is in heaven? All those saints of God, praise God, that's died and went out of here. They're in heaven tonight, Brother Kevin. I'm talking about from Adam and Eve, praise God, that loved the Lord, through the patriarch, praise God, that loved God Almighty and was looking for his appearance, was longing for the Messiah. Praise God, they're in heaven tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, they're there. But before the throne of grace. Amen. Could you imagine? The glory they're beholding, even tonight, is there out in heaven, praise God, praising, magnifying God. Every time them seraphims and cherubims, they say, holy, holy, holy. They say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. One day in a little while, we'll get there too. Amen. We'll just praise God like we'd like to. Amen. Without any privilege, without anything holding us back, praise God, we'll be able to raise the glory and say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. What a day that'll be, praise the Lord. Not only are the patriarchs, the apostles are there. Amen. Those apostles that was there, praise God. Peter and James and John, all those, praise God. All the early Christians, all the early saints, praise God, that was martyred for the cause of Christ. They're there. All those that's been martyred for the cause of Christ since then, praise God, they're there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just multitude upon multitude are there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Ain't heaven sounding better all the time? Amen. Now, none of this old wicked stuff's there. Amen. It can't go there. It don't go there. But praise God, there's good stuff there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those that are blessed of the Lord, those are His, praise God, and are going to be His. Amen. Praise God. Those are the blessed dead. He tells us in Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 3. 14:13. I get my number back. He says, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Amen. So who's going to be in heaven? Praise God. Those people that are in heaven, praise God, that love the Lord and looking for His appearance. Those that are blessed the Lord. Those that died in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting and believing in Him, their faith in Him, praise God. Amen. From Adam through all the rest of them, praise God, are in heaven today. D.L. Moody, one of the greatest men of God, praise God, is in heaven today. Charles Hannon Spurgeon, praise God, is in heaven today. My hero, Brother R.A. White, my mentor, praise God, the one that come alongside and said, son, you can't, but he can. Praise God, he's in heaven today. Amen. He's in the presence of a holy God. Amen. He's lifting up the precious name of Jesus and he's still lifting it up. He ain't got tired. He ain't got tired of doing it, praise God. He's still praising the Lord. He'll be praising the Lord for 10,000 times, 10,000 years. We'll still be praising the Lord. How do you know, praise God? Because heaven's so good that the cherubims and the seraphims, praise God, they still ain't got over it. Still praising the Lord every day. Who else in heaven, praise God? All of our loved ones. All those that have died in the Lord Jesus Christ, they're there. Amen. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, sons and daughters, praise God, siblings, all those that have died in the Lord, praise God, they're in heaven. Amen. The blessed dead, praise God, they're in heaven tonight, glorifying God, magnifying His blessed name for all that He does for them and all that He's going to do for us, praise God. Amen. Who are these people? Who's there? These people? Number one, that are resting. The Bible says here those are resting. He said they're resting from their labors. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, they're not laboring and putting out no more. Praise God. The Bible said they've been caught up in a time of rest. How long will that go on for? Throughout eternity, praise God. World without end. Have you ever thought about working? You get so tired sometimes, you come dragging in, and you're just about ready to fall up. But praise God, I want to say, one of these days we're going to rest from our work, rest from our labors, praise God. When we get over to glory, everything up there will be all right. It'll be a joy.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say, listen, it's not a burden to serve the Lord. It's not a burden to love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It's not a burden to love Him supremely. You know what the problem is? We get caught up in this flesh and we don't rest. We don't find our rest in the Lord. Our mind, we come to the house of God and our minds are spinning. All these things, Brother Kevin, that we got to do when we get home. We've got all these things we've got to hit running wide open Monday morning. The next job that we got to get to, the next thing that we got to accomplish, and we forget, praise God, to remember God. Amen. And praise God, I say, you know what? We're blessed in the Lord. Praise God, what we do, we're going to do for Jesus. Bless His holy name. Makes all the difference in the world. Praise the Lord. Where was I at today? It's talking about how trying it was, a tough time, and this and that and other. I said, praise God, it's the Lord's. Amen. What a day it is, praise the Lord. Amen. I said, this is the Lord's day. Hey, praise God, it's a wonderful day. And they just stopped. I mean, it just took them aback. And they just stopped and said, you know what? You're right. He said, I never thought of it that way. He said, I never stopped thought. You know what? This is a day, Lord. Praise God, this is a wonderful day. Amen. Good God's still God. Amen. He hasn't changed. He's on the throne. He loves me. Praise God. He's there to help me, to take care of me. It is a good day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, those that are rest from our labors, praise God. One day, praise, that's who's in heaven. One day we're going to be in there. We're going to rest from our labors. Amen. One day we're not, this old burdensome life that we live is going to be past. But I want to say, praise God, we can make it a whole lot better by just loving Jesus. Amen. Just loving the Lord supremely, putting Him first. Say, you know what? If I get to this today or not, praise God, I no matter what I do, I'm just going to love the Lord. Amen. Because He's real. He said, those that's going to be there is going to be those that rest, amen, from their labors. Not only that, he says, that's going to be those that are blessed. He said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Amen. Now those that die outside the Lord, that ain't much of a blessing. If you die outside the Lord, praise God, you're going to end up in hell, praise God, in eternal flames and anguish and gnashing of teeth and wailing and in the flames that burn and burn and burn and never consume. Ain't much a blessing in that. But praise God for those of us that die in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can lift up our voices in heaven and praise God. Amen. Say, you know what? Glory be to God. I remember where God brought me from, and I thank God for what I have right now.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, God, people, we ought to be lifting up our voice, thanking, amen, for the blessing we have just to be a child of God. We could be in some place, starts like where they'd never heard about the Lord Jesus, but that Bible says every nation, every time, praise God, has heard about the Lord Jesus, but we've chose to forget Him. But we could be in one of those households somewhere way off from here, amen, like in West Virginia or somewhere like that. Ain't real far off, is it? Where they don't hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they don't have the blessing of knowing Him and the free pardon of sin. But praise God, those that's going to be in heaven, amen, glory be to God, in a little while, amen, we're going to shout and praise His name because we are the blessed dead. We die in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, therefore we never die again. Amen, glory be to God, but we live forever in heaven. Praise the Lord. That's who's going to be in heaven. Those that's blessed dead. Amen. Those that's going to be in heaven are those that are happy. Amen. He said, their works do follow them, praise God. And what do you say? I say, we live for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We take and we recognize the blessings of God, the saving power of God. Amen. We accept that. We receive that, Lord God. And we just work for Him, strive for Him, long for Him, love Him, praise God. And Lord God, when we go to heaven, amen, our works will follow us. Amen. And when we get there, praise God, we can be happy because we have a reward. Amen. Glory be to God. One day, a little while, we'll be rejoicing in heaven, praise God, because we have a reward. Our works will follow us. That might not be a good thing. There's a lot of people that profess to be saved, but their works that they do, well, let me just say their fruit's rotten. Amen. A lot of folks profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but their fruit's rotten. Amen? And I don't want to be said that my fruit's rotten. Praise God, I want my works to follow me. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen? Don't you know there's rejoicing in heaven, praise God? Amen? When you die out of this old world and you go into the next and Jesus says, well done, praise God. Who's going to be there? Those that are happy in the Lord. Amen. Our works do follow them. Amen. We'll outstrip this old world. Get out of this mess after a little while. Psalms 35 said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we may be in the darkness of night right here, but amen, we need to look up and lift up our eyes. Praise God, for our Redeemer liveth. And one day in a little while, He's going to say, come up hither, and we're going to go out of here and to be with the Lord forevermore. Amen. We might as well just rejoice and praise God now. Amen. Go ahead and practice up for that glorious day when we get to be with Him. Amen. What time we're going to have. Can you imagine? Who's going to be in heaven? Those, praise God, that are happy in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Who's going to be there? Those that are waiting in anticipation of the Lord. The Lord asked, He said, when I return, when I come back, He said, who am I going to find watching? Amen. Who's going to be looking for Him? Who's going to be waiting for Him? Who's going to be desiring me? This old boy is. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm desiring Him. I'm looking for Him. I'm longing for my Savior to come get me, take me out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, ain't nothing here to hold me down. Amen. Amen. The only thing holding me down, Brother Charles, is gravity. Amen. Glory be to God. One day I'll cut. Amen. Glory be to God. I'll cut loose from the gravitation to hold this world. Amen. I'll go. He'll say, come up hither, my beloved, my fair one. Praise God. And they won't have to ask me twice. Hey, glory. I'll let go and go out of here to be with Him. And praise God. I'll be with Him forever, shouting His praises through all eternity, world without end. Amen. Praise God. But we're just waiting on Him. And these last days we live, I tell you, we need to be waking up. We need to be shaking our people and say, hey, what? Don't you realize this thing's just about over? You better get in. Amen. I mean, it's happening so fast, praise God, right before our eyes. And we don't, if we ain't careful, we'll blink and we'll miss it. Amen. But the sad part is, a whole lot of our loved ones may miss heaven too. They'll miss it, praise God. Because we're caught up in doing our own thing. You know, but preacher, when I get through doing this and I get through doing that, it may be too late. Amen. There'll be a shout and a trump, praise God, and it'll be too late. It'll be over. There'll be nothing left but the old saying, the crying. Amen. We need to be ready, praise God. We need to be looking. We need to be expecting the Lord to come get us. Because these folks here, the ones that's looking, expecting, praise God, they're going to go to heaven. Amen. Who's there? The ones that's anticipating, amen, the coming of a Savior. Fellow told me today, he said, well, we need to be looking for a sign. Amen. Looking for a sign and looking for the Antichrist. Hey, I'm not looking for an Anna. I'm looking for the Christ. Amen. Praise God, the Anna come when I'm gone, glory to God. I ain't a looking for him, Lord. Hey, I'll let other folks worry about that. I'm looking for a Lord and Savior, praise God. Step out onto the shout of Trump and say, come up hither. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know about you. I ain't looking for the Antichrist. Amen. I ain't got a bit of desire to know who he is. Amen. I don't care who he is. Amen. I know who Jesus is. He's my Lord and Savior. He's the one I'm looking for. Praise God. I'm not looking for an antitype. I'm looking for the real thing. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. But remember what the Bible says, those that'll not be there. See, there's going to be a whole lot of folks that's not going to be there. He tells us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. He says, there shall no wise enter into it, talking about heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever maketh or worketh an abomination, nor maketh a lie. Amen. He said, remember, those are not going to be there. Those things are not going to be heaven. They're not going to be a part of heaven. They're not going to be a partaker in heaven. In other words, they're going to be left out. Amen. They're going to be left out. They'll not make it in. Amen. But he said that only those who's going to be there? Those that are, they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Those are the ones that's going to be in heaven. Oh, hey, anybody, if your name's not been written in the Lamb's book of life, praise God, then you're not going to be in heaven. Who's going to be there? Those whose name is, that's how you know. Because your name's been written in the Lamb's book of life. And guess what? Brother Bill said, God ain't got no racer. Amen. If you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, trust and believe in faith in Him, praise God, then you're saved. And He writes your name in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. Who's going to be there? Those whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life. But I want to ask you a question in closing tonight. How many people around you in your immediate family do you reckon's really in? Do you reckon are really, really in? I mean, really, truly born again believers? You say, preacher, how would I know? Because the fruit that they produce. What kind of fruit are they producing? If they're not producing fruit of righteousness for Christ's sakes, then they're probably lost. Brother Robert, that means that they'll not be in heaven. Who's going to be there? They'll not be there. That ought to break our hearts. Well, I thought about that today out there in the study. I thought, oh God, help, please. Get a hold of their heart and save them by your marvelous grace. Help us, church. Listen, I'm done. God, help us to be a light to them that'll shine so bright that they can't get out of the glow. Amen. That's what we ought to beg God tonight. Said, Lord, please help me to shine so bright that my people, my children, my love, can't get out of the glow.